More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who only jerks off to girl-girl porn, Mr. Richard Avery.
How did you know?
Well, you know, I'm around you enough.
But you know, I only jerk off while I'm shooting the girl-girl porn.
Does that make it difficult?
One hand on the camera, one hand on the dick.
No, wait. Are you a right or left-handed person?
I can switch. I'm ambidextrous. Doesn't matter. Nice. Sometimes I put the helmet cam on, little GoPro thing on my head here, so I can be hands-free.
Little POV.
So like, and Ash looks at me a little funny when I do it, but she's okay.
Ash looks a little funny at everybody. She has no trust. She is. So, so Dick, you like the girl-girl porn?
I just like girls.
Yeah, I like girls too, but I usually am not as into the girl-girl porn, even though I work on it.
I like girl-girl porn when it's real. Like,
they're real girls.
I won't name any company names, but Twisties, they do this cheesy girl-girl porn that bothers me. So it's like, oh, baby, let's have sex on the couch. And there's the big intro, and it's like, oh, baby, we're going to have sex. I like my shit real.
Okay. Well, after well over 100 episodes now, we have never really... we had one episode with Brie Mills from girlsway.com where we talked about the production of girl porn. We have never had girl-girl performers on to talk about girl-girl porn. So today, we drug two... not half bad looking girls into the studio. Miss Vanessa Veracruz and Miss Carly Montana. Ladies, thank you for coming out and putting up with me.
Thank you.
Where am I?
You look a little groggy.
Take the ball gag out of her mouth and let her talk.
Now, in full disclosure, I have seen both of these girls have sex.
With each other?
We only did that once.
Wait, that I've seen.
For that company that you don't like.
No, okay. So I was not there for that. But I've seen both of you have sex multiple times with multiple other girls.
Yeah.
For Girls Way, on Penthouse Sex.
Everybody. All of that type of stuff.
All of the above. So tell me, what is so great about girl-girl porn?
Well.
First, let's simplify it. So what do you like about shooting it? Let's start that side of it. Like, what do you like about doing girls?
Okay, there you go. Yeah. What are you performing in it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, me personally, I'm a very dominant personality, so I have more control. Whereas in boy girl, you don't have as much control.
A little more submissive.
Fully
so you
submissive.
Just kinda, you're the starfish.
Yeah, totally, total starfish. Whereas girl, it's
you have
less
two starfish.
It's more intimate, you know. It's softer. It's kinder.
Do you like the pussy?
Yeah, I do.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have done it for like 11 years. It's been my go-to. So.
I love pussy. I think it's the greatest thing in the world.
So Vanessa, I agree with better you.
Than so Vanessa, what's so great about
better
it?
Better than Chipotle.
What's great about it is you get to work with fucking hot girls. What do you mean what's so great about it? You get to fuck the hottest chicks in the industry. Mm-hmm. I've been really lucky that this year I've been able to work with a lot of the girls that, you know, that I've been wanting to work with personally. And it's these girls are great. So it's like, you know, the day on set is awesome. The companies that I shoot for are awesome. And it's like, I've been shooting a lot of my own stuff too for my personal side. So it's just like... my style, like,
it's a beautiful product.
Yeah. It's just like, you know what? I'm like, honestly, I don't even care how many positions we do. Just fucking kiss me and eat my pussy.
Yeah.
So why do you both hate men?
I don't hate men. Hey, dude, I did boy girl. I did boy girl for 2 years and I went right back to girl.
There you go.
So I went running.
I fell
face first into vaginas.
You hate men.
No, you know what it was? There's always days that you're going to have disconnected sex. It's going to happen.
Yeah, even with girl-girl.
Even with girl-girl. Yeah. Some personalities don't match. Some people don't kiss the same. People are just different. Having disconnected sex with a woman is not so bad.
Right.
You know? Having disconnected sex with a man is I don't want to say damaging because it sounds so traumatic, but like relatively, I mean, it kind of is. It's just
annoying.
It's just a different beast. Yeah. And having to deal with keeping a dick hard, I mean,
That sounds horrible.
A girl.
Wait.
Girl, let me tell you. Like, all the times that I had to sit there and a dude comes up, he's like, okay, and they're moving cameras and I see it going down. I'm like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit here and that's your job, honey.
It's your dick.
Oh.
Your job.
That's your job. Whoa. But then I'm insensitive.
Hold on. What about keeping your pussy wet? How about we have no more lube on set?
That won't happen. I carry my own.
The girls go through and beat up the guys for not being able to keep wood, but nobody says anything when the girl's fucking dry as a bone in there and you can't even get shit in
there. That never happened for me.
I've never seen a girl not be wet.
Really? And you're not on enough boy girl scenes.
And if they're not, and if they're not wet, lube. If they're not wet, I will help them get wet.
How about some more lube? Can we get some lube over here? Oh, I love those sets. And you just look in and go, okay, so either she's really not into this or she's got a sponge up there that is sucking up every bit of moisture known to man.
Oh, yeah, they're called one of those scrubbing things. Yeah. Those big green sponges.
Yeah, the loofahs.
Okay, so listen, there's girls that we love, there's girls that we don't love as much, and there's
so tell us the girls you hate.
So before you tell us the girls you hate.
Her name is.
What about those days where you go and you work with a girl that you just have no interest in working with? I mean, are you, or you don't like, do you still do it?
Second part of the question, I have to, because I've had this discussion 1,000 times. Like, what is it about the, and what, do you get annoyed when you work with a girl who really doesn't like girls, says they like girls, but doesn't
that
really like
girls? That is a separate question.
Is that a separate question?
Yes.
I mean, for, that only happens when it's a new girl. So if it's a girl you've already been with, you'll just turn down the scene. I mean, you'll either ask for a different person, and if they're the one, if you're the one they're going to kick to the curb, you just don't do it because you know it'll be bad. But for that only happens when it's a new girl and you've never been with her, and then you come into the scene and you're like, oh shit, she doesn't want to stick out her tongue. Oh, she doesn't actually want to eat my vagina. Okay, it's one of those days. And that's when you're a fucking professional and you become an actor and you make it fucking work.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, by the
and if I need to ride your fucking face, I'll ride your fucking face.
By the end of the day, it's like, it's a job, you know, you're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days. And that's the part about
that's why you get paid the big bucks though, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You remember your paycheck and that's why you're there.
And it's, and you know what?
We're not there to hook up a chick, or else we'd be at the gay bar down the street.
But well, pretty much anywhere.
Perk. That's the perk.
Is there any girls out there that you haven't worked with that you would just die to work with?
So many, dude. Like Kiss of Sins. I can't stop looking at her fucking ass.
I keep hearing so much about that girl. I guess I've met her once, and I don't recall, and I heard she was very sweet, but I hear that girl's name more often than not that girls want to work
with. Yes, I think she was contracted for a long time. That's what I think it was. And then she started dating Johnny, so she became popular through Johnny because he's famous. And look at her, dude.
Honestly, though, you know what I think is more appealing towards girls, like for me, is that she has such a positive outlook and everything that she does, and that just attracts people, you know?
Running on the beach, eating fresh fruit in Hawaii and shit, now I want to bang her.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm stalking her on Instagram, and now I want to bang her.
Yeah, I mean, what's yours? I eat at Chipotle in the Valley.
She's Chipotle. I'm McDonald's, okay?
Oh, McDonald's.
I'm not fucking Chipotle. Fuck that.
Okay, just so you know, so Chipotle is a fake proud sponsor of More With Mo, so we bring up Chipotle as much as humanly possible, but I would like to
point out... Hoping that someday that they will kick us a few dollars.
There is a gift card.
There is
a guy out there, and I'm not going to name names, but approached me on Twitter, and I have to give him a lot of credit. He actually questioned me if because of the latest sicknesses and issues with Chipotle, and because their stock prices are going down, if we'll still be having Chipotle be a proud sponsor of More With Mo. And I very professionally responded that yes, we completely support their proud sponsor and we will follow them. And then he asked me about their stock prices. So I just love that one person at least listens to the show and catches on to the joke.
But I also thought about, I wanted you to kind of say, you know, we're still in the budget. We're negotiating next year's contract. So we'll see. We're not sure yet, you know, but as long as they keep throwing us gift cards, we're okay with it.
Yes, exactly. Now, one thing that I notice, and I hear this a lot, and maybe I work on productions. I'm around quite a bit, and I always hear this where girls always say that girl-girl scenes take less time, less effort. Mm. And it always goes back to because you have to worry about the guy having wood problems. I look at it and go, two sets of pretty girls, two sets of makeup, two sets of all these things. Do you find that when you do scenes, Carly, when you were there, you did boy girl for a little while. Were you there longer when you were there for boy girl or for girl girl?
It's all the company and it's all the production. Yeah. So for certain companies that do, like, you know, a lot of the movies that she's been in are like the Wicked movies, whether it's girl girl or boy girl, we're there all day.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're doing. You could be doing a solo that day. You're waiting 12 hours for that day.
You better
day.
Like that food they have because you're there.
It's just the
Domino's,
you know,
for everybody.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. So, and it's also the style that you shoot. If you show up to a Gonzo set, you're lucky. There, you know, you don't have to do lead ups and it's start to finish. There's no edit, you know?
I have two questions.
Oh my God, yes.
I love that he raises his hand, and if you don't notice, it starts to wiggle and swirl.
It's because we've never talked to girl-girl performers on the show about girl-girl porn, so now he's got questions for years.
I got two questions for both you girls. First of all, who was your first girl-girl scene with?
Way too easy.
My first girl scene was actually with Kristen Price.
Ooh. Was that first time with a girl?
Oh, wow. That was not my first time with a girl.
Okay.
No. And it was really funny because I think at the time she wasn't out of her Wicked contract. Mm. So we were halfway into that scene and she had to stop shooting and that scene was never released. Aww. So she was my first on screen girl, but the first girl that actually came out was with Ariella Ferreira for Brazzers.
Oh. That's dope. Mine was with Kimberly Kane.
Holy
I got so fucking lucky, dude. Like,
I bet you she beat the shit out of you.
No, honestly, she was.
We love Kimberly.
She had the longest conversation with me, and I came in through. Do you guys even remember Ecstasy Models?
Yes.
And Xavier and okay. Yeah, we know.
Nope. That's right? That's primo.
So we're going throwback, dude. We're talking like
I've only been
we're
in
talking
eight
like
and a half.
Lee Bang wasn't even Lee Bang yet. Lee was just a talent
that's a while
scout.
Ago.
Like he was auditioning to be a talent scout. Like this was a long time ago. And the first place they took me was Red Light. Like it was so fucking scary.
Oh my
like
God.
So many dicks were trying to be thrown in my way.
Oh wait, hold on. So 11 years ago, Red Light District, that was Vince Foyer.
Yes,
Eric Everhard.
I met. There were gaping buttholes all over the walls.
Oh yeah, no, that was their thing.
So then, I was so scared.
John Strong. So you did Kimberly.
So I booked a scene with Kimberly, and I talked to her about it, and right away she explained to me how to do scenes,
right.
What to watch out for, you know, that I can do girl, that there is a market. Right. Like she was just professional.
Yeah.
She was kind, and even in the scene. Just teaching me how to open up and how to hold my hands and how, cause I was just fucking probing.
Yeah.
She literally was like, look, it's easier with these two fingers. If you want, do it this way. When you do doggy, go up and under. I mean, it was
I need to have
incredible.
A meeting with her.
So who's the best girl you ever worked with?
Well, shit.
Come on, Vanessa. Drop a name.
Fuck.
Oh, me? God, it's so hard, but I would say it's just, me and Abigail Mack.
Okay.
Oh, dude, she's just a good fucker, dude.
You know,
she's good at fucking.
It's like, honestly, I get fucked with that girl. It's like, we're dancing.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, she's like.
Carrying you and shit? Yeah.
Who's the worst girl? You
ones that don't like chicks.
Yeah.
Who's retired that we can talk shit about?
No, that's okay. She's like looking at me, winking, going. But pointing to you. So don't worry about it. It's okay.
I'm awesome. I know I'm awesome. If I don't like you, you won't know that day.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how fucking... Dude, I've done scenes with bitches that I fucking hate, that I have personal beef with.
Yeah.
You're not going to know.
Right.
There won't even be an issue.
I am
we'll be cool
so
that day.
Going to be watching her on
I know,
set
exactly.
when I see her on Monday going, really?
If I don't like them,
who is she working
I'll accidentally bite them in their vagina.
Right. Who is she working with on Monday?
She is working with, as of right now...
Who's not going
to
show
actually,
up?
Actually, no. Who did she work with on Monday? Because we have to, you know. No, she Leah Alexis.
Who looks hot to me.
She's hot. She's a sweetheart. She's with Mr. Spiegler. And
so she's good.
Yeah.
So you know
if you're
she's
Spiegler,
dirty.
You enjoy having sex.
And you're dirty.
So we won't have a problem.
You're a dirty girl.
Or she's told to make sure, and she fakes it very well.
Which
to make sure,
matters.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
I don't care.
Now, I have recently, in the past 6 months, been for Penthouse doing a live casting call show. And it's basically a couple times a month where I bring in newer girls to do a girl scene, and these are girls who have never worked for Penthouse before, and it's a get to know you, but it's a live cam show. It's set up, they're going to have sex, but it's always new girls to the industry and new girls to Penthouse and new girls even to girl porn. And I just recently had one where she had done like two scenes and had been
Ooh,
in the industry
and
for
live.
Like 4 days and live.
Yeah, that sounds
Ooh.
Hard.
Now,
I'd be like.
So when I go through, I am playing the casting director and the director as I go through this. So I ask them all sorts of questions and the fun questions, things like that. But once we get into the actual scene is where things get a little bit challenging because I don't want to interrupt them too much. This is live, but I want to make sure they understand that everybody's got to see it, what positions. Sometimes I'm just making this up as I go along. So let's go with this. What is the worst position for girl porn that directors always put you in that you hate?
I don't know. We actually get it pretty easy. We have some set ones, but
I think
I don't know.
I think probably if I hear a lot of girls complain about tribbing.
There's the one.
So it's like it's not
for me. It's easy though.
It's not like it's not. But here's the thing. I don't feel like a lot of people know how to do it properly.
Right.
Like I like it kind of gets me off feeling another girl's pussy mm-hmm. against mine, mm-hmm. you know?
And it's the only way to get like that.
Yeah. Feeling, so when yeah. you're doing it on camera, yeah, it's not going to look good, but it feels good. It's when you trib, you're not supposed to be like, you know, yeah.
you know what I hate? I hate 69. I fucking hate that shit. I don't like it in my personal life. I don't like it on camera.
What about 66
like
and a half?
I like things.
No,
I don't mind that.
I was going to say, because of the tripping and scissoring, whatever we call it, you know, bumping uglies, I don't know.
Bumping brownies.
It always goes into this. Because it's a good overhead shot. It's a great shot. But I find it, especially with the new girls, it's almost like, I understand they're not magnets, but it's almost like, you understand that they're supposed to touch. This is...
No, it's hard.
And it's, I know it's hard, but I would sit there and go, they must hate this. And then... Mr. Avery, I'll be right to you. Toys or no toys?
No toys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, well, till you get the bitch with the claw fingernails and then you're begging for a dildo. Yeah. So, yeah. And I'll take a toy
Ooh. Over like cat nails and stuff.
Yeah, these girls, please, boy, girl, girls, if you get booked for a girl, cut your fucking fingernails. Seriously, I've turned down girls on set.
We had a girl who showed up on a set for, I think it was for a boy girl scene, but still she had the nails that she hadn't quite gotten rid of from Halloween.
Ooh,
and they had little glued on flowers and I'm looking at this going, if this was a girl scene, I would have to send her home or she would have to go because there's you would be literally pulling out in organs off of these things that were on mm-hmm. her nails. Mr. Avery, before you piss yourself. Yes. What is your question?
Have you guys ever done a scene drunk?
No.
Stoned?
No. Do you want to?
Oh, for sure. For sure stoned. I don't think I've ever done it drunk.
Really? Stoned?
It wouldn't be pretty.
Stoned out of my mind, though. Yeah. And it was a horrible experience. I remember it was like, I don't remember who it was for. It was for some massage shit. Mm. You know, one of these Millie's massage.
I got so baked. I don't think any of the girl scenes on my side or anybody was sober.
They were so, I got so introverted. I don't know if I smoked like a sativa, so I got super paranoid. And then
sativa?
My face was in the fucking hole. So I got even more paranoid about it. And oh my God, dude, it was the worst experience.
It's like, I'm being born again. It's something, I'm getting these flashbacks of my birth. Like coming out of a vagina.
Yeah, it happened once. I never did it again.
Oh, I love thinking that I'm really like on my game when I'm stoned, but I've came to the conclusion that I'm not.
Right?
I'm like, I have this, careless, I'm like awesome. Stuff by the end of it. It's like, why did you do this? Why didn't you do that? And I'm like, all right, okay.
Okay, so, you know, you go through and you always have guys. Guys are tits men. They're ass men. They like certain things. So how about that? Tits or ass? Both?
Ass.
What do you like?
I like ass.
You have an ass, though.
Tits.
Hello? They're great, though. This is why I like ass. You could buy a beautiful pair of tits, and they'll look really good. I mean, look at her titties. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. You can't buy an ass like that.
Just so you know, she's wearing a sweatshirt. I can't see her tits.
I don't like it. Don't inject that shit with shark cartilage or whatever the fuck. And then it goes disappearing down to your ankles.
It's not good. I'm a breast and thigh guy myself.
Ooh, thighs.
But I just wrote a blog post about this last week.
Shameless plug
on my blog about how I should say weeks ago. About Jada's ass.
Stevens?
Yeah, I was not an ass guy until I met her. And mm-hmm. now that we've shot five times, I told her, I think you're winning me over.
Right.
She does things with it. And I just was like, I'm mesmerized. You know?
I'm going to go completely off and say face. I love a beautiful
face. Well, if we're
going
to get serious, I'm all about brains.
We have to bring the story down here. We're supposed to be just objectifying women.
Oh, faces. I like personality.
I like pretty feet, too. I don't like fugly.
I like scar tissue.
I like good skin.
I like crazy fucking girls who have daddy issues. That's my thing.
You know, I have a giant set of tits at home. Nice, big, real tits. And I've always been a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. She's got no butt, but she's got gigantic tits. And it's almost like if we could just squeeze a cup size out and it goes to the butt.
I told you. There we go.
But I look at a girl like, you have a great ass. I always look at you, oh my God, I love your ass. Jada Stevens, great ass. You know, Phoenix Marie, great ass. Now, Phoenix has tits as well, but
Phoenix is not a great ass.
Exactly.
That's like a great ass.
I like the big ass, and there's something about it. So it's
just curves. People like curves.
Exactly.
You know?
I don't like skinny girls. I don't like girls that are completely flat. It's like, oh, that's cute. And I look at the girls that are like 85 pounds that you look at them and go, oh, look at you, triple zero. I would break you just for the fun of it.
I love skinny
girls. Oh, you like anal? Good. Let's go.
They're great at anal. Isn't that the weirdest
thing
that these tiny ones have
like take inside themselves?
I know.
It's like,
it's incredible.
Really? It's awesome. Okay, so my girl just went from full bush to completely shaved.
No, she didn't. She blasphemy. Did.
So the question is do we like shaved or do we like bushy?
I like trimmed. I love trimmed
bush.
Yeah, trimmed the bush.
Oh, no. She was. So she was
more, I call it a field of dreams.
She was partying down below.
I like feeling like.
More like a shrub than a bush.
Yes. A nice trimmed shrub.
So wait. Do we I keep like it above the clitoris or do we go all the way to butthole?
Oh my God, no. There's not a few girls. God,
she's stressed now.
No, because then you have to do the whole like palming the lips open and like trying to use your nose. Dude, I had to do this the other day. I had to use my nose because it was super fluffy and it was coming down the clit. I had to use my nose to crutch the hair up.
Exactly.
To be able to lick the clit. And I still got a pube.
If we had visual on this, you guys would be dying right now.
There's some serious tricks that you got to do down there.
Yes.
I can tell you guys the funniest story. I thought, you know, I've been having sex a while in my life. I thought I did Ain't Pussy pretty well. And it wasn't until 9 years ago, I directed my first movie, and only movie I did for Penthouse, and had Justine Jolie be my star for the whole movie. And watching her eat pussy, man, everybody in the crew, we were like taking notes. Like, it was like, this girl knows how to eat pussy, like a whole new level. Like,
yeah, she's like, one that's actually made me come for real. Which is real.
My first scene I directed was her and Celeste Starr, and Celeste was just starting out. Yeah. She made Celeste... I know. She made Celeste come 5 times. And we're sitting there. We're all, like, I'm not lying, though. Everybody was just like, I felt like I was working with fucking the queen of all. Because, like, you were just sitting there just going, oh, my God, what are you doing?
You know why, how though? She's fully bisexual.
Yeah.
Oh, fully bisexual.
70-30. 70 girl, 30
totally.
Boy.
Totally.
But she just, like, we were taking notes, and I'm not lying. I'm sitting in this taxi with her. I'm, like, this close between me, Charlie Lane's pussy, and her going, and I'm sitting there like taking notes. Up, down, down, up, right, left.
Like, all of a sudden, it's like video game codes over here. He's like, Mario Brothers. Yeah,
but you're sitting there, honestly, lying. I mean, that whole, doing that movie for 3 days, I remember at the end of it just going like, I got the best up-close lessons on how to eat pussy from Justine Jolie. Mm-hmm. Taught me everything I know.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
She's amazing. Amazing.
Those are some throwback names right there.
That was a while ago.
He's going
like
old
Cam
school.
Cam Smith girls.
And
know?
It was like, yeah, it was. Yeah. And Zoe Britton. And,
oh, yeah.
I know.
Where the fuck are all these chicks, man?
Zoe's They've a moved mom. On with life.
Just having families and shit.
Yeah.
Zoe's now, a mom. You...
What am I doing with my life?
Exactly.
What am I doing?
Loser. What are you doing here with us? Like, come on.
She's got better things to be doing.
And being here with us just shows you your life is going down.
I think it's doing great.
God.
Sorry.
Okay, so you started to bring it up, and this is where I was going to go with what's faking it. And I know women fake it with me all the time because that's what they have to do, and I'm man enough to admit it. But ladies, how often are you faking it on set?
Ew, I hate answering that.
Okay, for the
I'm
fans,
such a
hold on,
honest
the answer for the fans is...
It's honestly kind of like a 50-50. I'll give it a 50-50.
I mean, for me, it's if I'm on Twitter saying, oh my God, like I'm really being excited about it, it's because I have
right?
good sex.
If I took a picture with this bitch, it's because we had a good time.
If you don't hear me saying anything about
exactly.
the scene and saying, I went to work, I came back. I exactly. home, so
what we're waiting for is the tweets to see what she says about being on the show.
From now on, when she's like, she's going to tweet, like, I'm working with Carly Montana today. And then also the next tweet is, I just worked with Carly. We'll be like, oh, nothing went down. And, you know, it's like.
That's true, though.
And like, you don't even use her actual Twitter name
Carly Montana.
Don't
tag her in it.
Exactly.
Pound subtweet. That's real.
Hashtag no good.
Yeah. No good. Exactly. We're excited about it. We promote it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the question that
I have this. We're starting to interrupt.
Mr. Avery, yes.
But when it comes to orgasms, I tell my girls all the time, you better fucking be giving me the real thing. And I always laugh because I always say, I want the real thing. I don't care
what
it
takes. Lay there?
No, because
real
I always
take some time and it's quiet.
I have all, you know, exactly.
It's a quiet storm.
When I did the movie with Zoe Britton, I said to her, I want the real fucking thing. And she's like, well, you know, when I have a real orgasm, I really don't say anything. I said, fine. I don't want none of that bullshit screaming. Twisties bullshit where you're like, oh, baby, oh.
No, your energy gets loud.
It's, I know.
Yeah, and then like, when you're done, you start laughing like a crazy person.
Yeah, exactly. But the best, I think the best orgasm we've had on Julie Land, if I have to give anybody props here, was when Ash fucked the shit out of Skin Diamond in my bedroom. And Skin just lit up for an hour. And just, it was amazing. That was like, just amazing to watch like Ash just like wrapped around her finger, basically. It was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Ash frightens me.
Best orgasms I've ever seen and witnessed.
Ash frightens me. I know. So it's the question that I'm sure you guys get all the time, and I know you've already done it at least once and went back. When are you guys doing boys? When are you going, Carly, when are you going to just give up all this girl bullshit and go do boys like you should?
Well, I've dabbled in that, and I came back, so it won't happen
again. When are you going to do, let's phrase it, when are you going to go do men?
I did all the grown dudes too. I did no little newbie boys. I did all the grown ass men.
You would destroy some little newbie boys.
I would. I start my first three were Voodoo Manuel and James Dean. Like those, I stayed a level because I wanted a scenes and stuff. But no, I don't.
I won't name the little boys because that would be mean. So Vanessa, when are you gonna do boys?
I think I've been pretty firm on this. I'm gonna retire only doing girl girl. I love what I do. Honestly, I can't see myself ever doing boy girl.
There you go.
Don't do it. It's not all it's cracked up to be.
And if she's done boy girl since the time that this episode comes out, we'll make sure to update you on Twitter. But I highly doubt that. No, I like that you stand by that because I think it was about 50 some episodes ago that you were on and you stood by it then. And
I was going to say is like I've been around a long time, so I know a lot of girls, and a lot of girls who stuck to doing just girl girl. There's no right or wrong way. Everybody's lives are different. But a lot of the girls that did that, you know, that are now out of the business, feel pretty good. I mean, there's no like, oh, I regret. I should have done a gangbang for a kink. You know, damn it. You know, they're all good. I mean,
there's less of a stigma with it as well. I mean, she can.
When you have kids,
it crosses my mind that if I have a kid and I have to take them to preschool and their parents find out and you go Google my name and a bunch of dick pictures pop out, it's something that's never going to go away. And if I were to balance out the pros and cons of what I've gotten out of it, definitely wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
In any fucking way. Yeah. Like I would take it all back and give all the money back and be fine.
Yeah.
I think that everyone should just do what they're happy with and what they're comfortable with.
Right.
And
yeah, because a lot of girls love what they do.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just like
not your thing.
I've always known that. It's just something that it
Okay, so let's. What about trannies?
Real quick though, I would like to
trannies
point out.
Trannies is a whole different story. I have my first scene coming out next week.
If you go and you look,
you know what's great though?
If you go and
all
look
these
up,
pictures are my ex-boyfriend.
If you go
so
look up Carly
great.
Montana in
and
quotes
the
porn,
and the keyword there ex.
And there's some great shots here. There's actually some very beautiful shots, but there is quite a few pictures here
with your penises. A whole lot of
dick,
and it's because my first five scenes I did with King Brazzers over there.
I'm not seeing anal on here, which is kind of
disappointing. No, I've never even done that in my personal life. I've done one intro to anal POV thing.
Can
with
we
Dana
cut
Vespoli.
Her mic? Can we cut her mic? She doesn't need
these pictures.
I've never done it in my personal life. Like, I've never had a dick in my butt. I'm saving it for marriage, okay? I am.
Boy,
I always said that.
A future husband, you have something to look forward to.
You do.
Honestly, what I'm scrolling through here right now trying to see is if one of the pictures from theaverageMo.com is actually in on the first 50 pages.
That's all Browser's Penthouse. I mean,
none of my pictures. How fucked up is that?
So if you guys are listening, please feel free to Google Carly Montana in quotes porn,
asshole.
And you'll be looking at the exact same pictures that we are looking at
right
now.
How many scenes did you do total?
I did like a year and a half, and I kept my rate really fucking high, so I would say under 50.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I think I did about 5 to 10 for each major company, so... Yeah, around 50.
But if you go to Carly Montana in quotes porn, the average Mo, you will see two of my favorite pictures of Carly Montana from the blog.
That clip right there.
Oh, and there's a clip. Oh, there's a couple different nice pictures on here. There you go. That's what you do. Okay. Well, ladies, thank you.
Carly, I have to say you're talented.
Thank you. Very. I hope so. It's been long enough, man. If I didn't learn anything.
Exactly. I appreciate you coming down and putting up with me and my... I work on a majority girl-girl sets, and I'm around it along. Yeah. It's not what does it for me, but I'm glad it does it for the people that actually purchase it. But I'm glad you guys came down to put up with me and my little sarcastic side. And you put up with Mr. Avery and his love for all things pornography. So, ladies, where can your fans, all your girl fans out there, everyone find you on the interwebs?
You could find me at Ms. Veracruz XXX on Twitter, Vanessa_Veracruz on Instagram, and VanessaVeracruz.com.
Twitter @CarlyMontana, Instagram @CarlyMontana, everything in the world, Carly Montana.
And on Tinder, swipe left.
Mr. Avery, where can they find your best girl-girl scenes? Where can your
you
fans
can
find Skin Diamond and Ash Hollywood together?
On Ash's blog and on my blog, I think. I don't even know who that shit is.
Just,
well,
Julie Land
is over. When this is airing, Julie Land is dead and gone.
But levels we can still find on. The content somewhere.
Yeah. It's no. It, no.
Levels.
No,
levels.
The content nowhere?
No, it's all free.
Levels.com?
Levels.com.
You never know. We may
I'm giving it to Levels.
LVLZ.com.
I'll give you everything if you take him. Okay?
Deal.
The new Levels boy, Maurice.
That's kind of scary. I want to see you wear one of the little t-shirts at AVN.
We'll make it crop top.
Yeah, his belly sticking out.
Okay, I don't wear crop tops, but I'm a whore and I will promote anything. And I'm there for so long that I try and pick up different t-shirts and wear them around.
Awesome.
So if you see me at AVN, my name is Mo Reese. This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can check out my Instagram, The Average Mo. Let's see. I think that's pretty much all I have for social media anymore. But you can always look at my blog, TheAverageMo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.